The Bucarest will become ground zero this week as the largest free music fest in the Southeast, French Quarter Festival, kicks off its 30th anniversary celebration with 4 days of music. Joining me in the studio is French Quarter Festival Executive Director Marcy Schramm. Well, Marcy, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
You know, it's hard to believe that French Quarter Fest is celebrating 30 years. What are your thoughts on reaching this milestone?
My first year working with the organization was the 25th anniversary, and I remember that anniversary was a very, very special year, too. There's something just about an anniversary. It causes people to reflect on the past and how far it's come and how much it's changed yet stayed the same, and it just forces people to talk about the past a little bit more, which is nice.
And speaking of the past, let's talk about the festival's humble beginnings, which I believe began under Mayor Dutch Moriel's administration back in the early 80s?
It did. It was 1984. Of course, locals know it was the year of the World's Fair, and there were extensive street and sidewalk repairs in the French Quarter. Business owners were very unhappy because the construction was causing them to lose business. And so the business owners of the quarter complained to Dutch and said, you know, you have to do something. We're suffering. And so the mayor, who was brilliant, said, let's throw a party and bring the locals back. And so the whole idea was to stimulate a little bit of tourism and bring the locals back. And it was only ever meant to be a one-year event. And so it's extra, extra thrilling to celebrate this 30th year.
Oh, my goodness. And it continues to grow. What can we look forward to this year?
We are at 21 stages of music, and we have over 1,400 musicians, local musicians, who will play the festival this year. Everyone from Irma Thomas to George Porter Jr. to the newest incarnation of Radiators called the Raw Oyster Cult, Rebirth Brass Band, and just such, such great local music. We are the largest free music festival in the Southeast.
How do you keep it free?
You know, a lot of the way we accomplish it is through people in the neighborhood who help us. There are so many people who allow us to do things that no one else would be able to do in the French Quarter. Combined with our amazing sponsors, we have this incredible group of sponsors who not only help fund the festival, but also really participate in the festival by, you know, providing things like free shuttles and the free iPhone app. That's all underwritten by our sponsors. And then in addition, we pay for the festival by selling a lot of beer. We have all the beverage and merchandise sales help fund the festival. And then in addition, there's a booth fee. All the restaurants out there pay us a flat rate for being a participant, and then they keep all their proceeds too, which is, you know, good for them and good for the local economy.
Now, you said that people in the French Quarter help you and you're able to do things that most people aren't able to do. Like what?
Well, there's a few things. The city of New Orleans, a huge, huge help and supporter and partner, really. The main stage is in Jackson Square. We are grandfathered in as the only event, annual event, that can have a festival in the square. So Jackson Square is, you know, the heart of the festival. It's the first stage of festival 30 years ago. And also just such a beautiful sight. And then also, you know, the historic New Orleans collection in their gorgeous courtyard on Royal Street hosts a stage. Preservation Hall is a stage of the festival, and it is the one time every year where you can go to Preservation Hall during the day, and it's open and it's free to the public. And so it's a lot of these neighborhood partnerships. They're very, very special places and sites that host the stages, and it's completely through these partnerships and friendships and the neighborhood all pitching in to make it the very, very special event that it is. Another one that has been going for a few years now is our classical music stage is at St. Mary's at the Ursuline Convent. And if you've never been to it, it is such a beautiful little church. It's never open except for weddings, and that is the home of our classical stage.
And I can only imagine a lot must go into planning an event this large.
It does. And this year we really were thrown for some loops because of some construction happening. We had to move one of our most popular stages, the Cajun Zydeco Showcase. But sometimes through, you know, challenges, something really great comes from it. And so this year we're launching this new stage at the Bienville statue. And it's right in the middle of the street on Decatur. And so we're going to have a big stage on the neutral ground with Cajun Zydeco programming. And people are literally going to be dancing in the streets. I mean, the whole Decatur Street corridor through to Jackson Square will basically be a giant dance floor. And we're really excited about that. So that's a big change. And then in addition, we had to move our kids area, which is so popular. So the Riverfront Kids area is shifting down to the Natchez Wharf. And that's that beautiful wharf at Toulouse Street where the Natchez docks. It's a really large space that juts out into the water, and the kids will just have this incredible riverfront new kids area. It's a large space. It's tented. And so I think it'll be great for kids and families to really enjoy that part of the festival.
Wow. And there's something else that's new this year. You have a film component to the festival.
It's a wonderful local nonprofit called Time Code NOLA. They promote Louisiana filmmakers and new works. It's basically a film festival within French Quarter Festival, free and open to the public. It'll be at the Old U.S. Mint on the third floor, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they'll be showing some incredible documentaries. One of the ones that people are so excited about, it's an award-winning documentary called Bury the Hatchet about the Mardi Gras Indians. And then in addition, it's very rarely shown something called Piano Players Rarely Ever Play Together, which is a documentary that included Professor Longhair, Alan Toussaint, and Toots. That is something not to be missed.
And what is the economic impact of this festival to the city of New Orleans?
Well, we're still ranked as second to Mardi Gras, which is always amazes me. Last year, the French Quarter Festival had a $260 million economic impact. The only time that changes a little bit is when Super Bowl comes to town, then we're number three. So this year, we're probably number three. We find it's such a direct result of taking an event like this and producing in the middle of a living neighborhood. And so it's free. There's no charge at the gate. People come in, they spend their day listening to all this great music, but they're also spending money in the neighborhood. They're staying in the hotels, they're shopping, they're going to the restaurants, they're going to the bars. And so there's this beautiful steamroll effect of people supporting local business. And the shop owners tell us year round that it's the best weekend of the year.
But how many people are you expecting this year?
Well, last year we had over 500,000, and the hotels have been sold out for months.
Well, sounds like a good time is going to be had by all.
Everything is free and open to the public. The fireworks are still Saturday night. We're bringing, for 30th anniversary, we're bringing back an evening concert series, which is an event that used to be part of the festival that went away years ago, with some really great big name talents. It's about Beau Soleil and Dirty Dozen Brass Band and Terrence Simeon. And every year we add and change things a little bit to keep it really fresh. And so I just think the schedule can be really overwhelming. Our app is amazing. If people can download the free app, it's the complete music schedules, the complete menus with menu items and pricing, the map of the French Quarter. I just encourage people really to get that app or go to our website and see everything there is to do, and also to ride the free shuttle. I mean, as you know, the French Quarter now is closed to traffic. And so to see the French Quarter as a completely pedestrian neighborhood is a beautiful thing, but it also is challenging. So RTA is doubling the amount of streetcars and buses, and all that great public transportation will be running, including our free shuttle service, which goes from the CBD and drops off right near the festival. And people can catch that and have $10 fixed rate parking on O'Keefe Street in the Central Business District.
All right. Marcy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking with French Quarter Festival Executive Director Marcy Schramm. The French Quarter Festival runs Thursday through Sunday, opening at 11 a.m. each day. More info on the web at fqfi.org. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.